California Ag Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. The California agricultural industry is hoping that President-elect Trump will pick a USDA secretary from California. If not, perhaps he'll consider a deputy secretary from the number one agricultural state. And of course, reporting this at this date could be a little dicey because President-elect Trump could have already selected a USDA secretary by the time you hear this. But we're still taking the chance. Joel Nelson is president of the California Citrus Mutual, which is based in Exeter, and he shares his hopes.
We obviously believe that there could be some positive activity here. We're a little disappointed that not much noise has been made relative to the secretary or the number two position at USDA. We're championing the cause of individuals in the western side of the United States fresh fruit and vegetable industry to be part of that leadership team at USDA. Now, historically, the secretary has come from a cotton or a grain state. We're suggesting that there's a good fresh fruit and vegetable individuals available, but at a minimum, there should be a fresh fruit and vegetable person at the number two spot.
And Nelson said that's because so much is going on with the fresh fruits and vegetables produced by California.
Because when you think about what's going on in the trade arena, when you think about the invasive pests and diseases, when you think about nutrition and food security, it's fresh fruits and vegetables that are sitting at the forefront of all that. So somebody on the leadership team has to come from our perspective, from our fresh fruit and vegetable industry.
That's Joel Nelson, California Citrus Mutual. Now this message.
An aggressive new plan to provide California with fresh water is being proposed, and it looks like this plan could very well see the drought problem go away for the next 50 to 75 years or even longer. 28 new inland modular desalination plants are being proposed to be built in 6 locations, and an additional 7 billion gallons per day of new water would be produced to supply the Central Valley region, Los Angeles, and San Diego. 7 billion gallons is equivalent to more than 22,000 acre-feet, again, per day. The capacity can be increased as the demand increases in the future, possibly taking care of water concerns until the end of the century. The Western Water Replenishment Program website, WWRP2020.com, has the details about who would get the new water and where the plants would be built. If the projects can make it through the political channels, this could very well be the end of California's water concerns for many years to come, or at least our lifetime. Again, go to WWRP2020.com for more information.
This is California Ag Today.